Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I saw the ad for your department store on the internet, so I decided to stop by. You're having a big sale today, right? Does that apply to jewelry items, too?
Absolutely. Everything in the display cases is up to half off the full price. Did you bring the coupon that came with the advertisement?
Actually, I printed it out, but then forgot it at my office. I will come back after work to take a better look. Maybe I can get all my gift shopping done for the entire year.
Number 32. Why did the man choose to shop at the store? Number 33. What does the woman ask for? Number 34. Why does the man say he will return at a later time? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Yang. I have a shirt that I'd like to add to my dry cleaning order. It has a coffee stain, and I was hoping you could remove it.
We can definitely get this stain out. It'll be ready by the end of the week. I'll also have the suit you dropped off earlier ready by then, too.
Oh, I was hoping I could wear the shirt and suit to a job interview I have on Thursday. Is there any way it can be done sooner?
That's no problem. I'll start working on them right away so that both are ready by tomorrow.
Number 35. Where is this conversation most likely taking place? Number 36. What is the woman doing on Thursday? Number 37. What does the man offer to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Roger from Jefferson Repair Services. I was supposed to come to your office to fix an air conditioner this afternoon, but my current job is taking longer than expected. I won't be able to make it there until about 6 p.m.
Thanks for letting me know. Everyone at our office leaves around 5:30, but the building security officer will be here all night. I'll ask him to let you in.
Thanks, I'd appreciate that. And when I'm done with the repair, should I just leave the invoice with him?
Actually, could you send it to me by email? I think that would be better.
Number 38. Why will the man visit the woman's office? Number 39. What does the woman say she will do? Number 40. What does the woman ask the man to email her? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, welcome to Royal Stationery. How may I help you?
Well, I was wondering if you could help me find something. I have to mail some photographs, so I need some large envelopes that won't bend.
I'm not sure if we have those here. Let me ask my colleague. Hey, Omar, do you know if we have cardstock envelopes?
Yeah, we do, just not on this floor. Let me show you. Follow me, please.
Oh, great. And do you know if there's a post office nearby? I need to send the photos today.
Actually, we have a shipping kiosk inside our store. It's right by the shipping supplies.
That's perfect. Thanks.
Number 41. What is the woman shopping for? Number 42. What does Omar say about an item? Number 43. What additional service does Omar mention? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I spoke with Sam Jenkins on the phone this morning. We had invited him to be our keynote speaker at the conference in August, but it turns out he's not able to come after all.
Really? That's a pity. We need to find a replacement pretty quickly then. Remember, the conference programs are going to be printed next week.
Would you mind looking through your contacts and coming up with a few good alternates?
Actually, I know the perfect person, Carmen Vasquez. She'd attract a big audience and is a fantastic speaker. I'll call her now and let you know what her response is.
Number 44. What are the speakers organizing? Number 45. What problem does the woman mention? Number 46. What most likely will the man do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Carlos. Did you see the new schedule for next month's fitness classes? I scheduled you to teach the two classes you requested.
Oh, wow. Thanks. I see the two classes are back-to-back.
Yes. Is that a problem?
Well, the aerobics class is scheduled to start right after my weightlifting class. This means there's only 5 minutes to put away the exercise equipment and get ready for the next class. And who can do that?
Ah, good point. Why don't I just change the start time of your aerobics class? Let's have it start 10 minutes later.
Number 47. Where most likely do the speakers work? Number 48. What does the man imply when he says,
"And who can do that?"
Number 49. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Craig, I have to print copies of the quarterly earnings report for the board meeting next week. Have you made the updates to it yet?
I'm still working on some of the final figures. The accounting software was down for maintenance all day yesterday, so I'm a little behind. When do you need it by?
By the end of the day, if possible. I have to pick up some board members at the airport on Monday morning, so I want to get the report finished up this week.
Number 50. What are the speakers discussing? Number 51. Why was the man unable to complete a task? Number 52. What does the woman say she will do on Monday? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, my name is Carl Brahma. I called earlier to have my medical records printed because I need to bring a copy with me when I move to London next month.
Okay, let me see, sir. Who is your doctor?
Dr. Patel.
All right. Yes, I think my colleague Maria printed them earlier today. One moment. Maria?
Yes?
You printed Mr. Brahma's records earlier, right?
Yes. I just need you to sign this release form before I give these to you.
Of course. Do you have a pen?
Number 53. What does the man say he will do next month? Number 54. According to the conversation, what did Maria do earlier? Number 55. What does Maria ask the man to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I ordered a briefcase through your website on March 10th, and I just noticed on my credit card statement that the charge appeared 2 times.
I'm sorry, sir. We were having trouble with our internet server on that date. As a result, some online transactions were duplicated.
Oh, really?
Yes. We're in the process of issuing refunds, but I can put yours through right now if you'd like.
Okay, that'd be great. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. After I take care of this for you, would you mind participating in our customer survey?
Yeah, sure, I can do that.
Number 56. Why is the man calling? Number 57. What does the woman explain about? Number 58. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, June, it's Mina. I'm here trying to get into the building, but when I scan my ID badge, the door won't open.
Okay, this happened to a few other people today. If you give me your employee ID number, I'll re-enter your credentials into the security system. After that, the badge scanner should recognize your ID. It'll only take a minute.
Yeah, but can you just let me in first? I'm really in a hurry.
There's a policy against that. I'd have to fill out a report. Let me just re-enter your information. It really will only take a minute.
Number 59. Where most likely is the woman? Number 60. What information does the man ask for? Number 61. Why does the man say,
"There's a policy against that"?
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and seat map.
Excuse me, sir. I think you might be sitting in my seat. My ticket says I'm supposed to be in seat A by the window.
I'm sure I'm in 14A. Let's look at your boarding pass. I see the problem. You're seated right behind me.
Oh, thanks. But would you mind changing places with me? My colleague's going to be sitting in 14B, and we have some business to discuss on the trip.
Sure, that's fine. I just want a window seat. We probably should tell the flight attendant about the switch, though.
Number 62. What is the purpose of the conversation? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which seat was the woman originally assigned to? Number 64. What does the man recommend doing? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Hi, Arlo. How's the townhouse renovation project going?
Good. The house is old, but it doesn't have any structural problems. We've made a lot of progress.
Great. I'd really like to put this property on the market in the beginning of April. It's the best time to sell a house. Will all the work be completed by then?
Let me check my calendar. So, we've just completed the floor installation, and we're going to start painting next week. So, yes, we should be done by the end of March.
Okay. Could you send me some information about your total expenses? It'll help me come up with a price for the house.
Number 65. What most likely is the man's profession? Number 66. Look at the graphic. What stage of the renovation will begin next week? Number 67. What does the woman ask the man to send? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and pie chart.
Judy, did you know we're considering buying Yant's Foods? I just read the report. Have you seen it?
No, not yet. What does it say?
Well, we still wouldn't be the biggest company in the industry, but we'd be much more competitive. The first page shows the industry market shares.
So, it looks like we're already the second biggest, and acquiring Yant's Foods will definitely keep our market share larger than Bolton's.
That's right. I think acquiring the company would be the right move.
Well, now that I'm reading the report, I'm not sure. I see that Yant's profits went down last quarter. Maybe it isn't such a good idea.
Number 68. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Where do the speakers work? Number 70. Why does the woman say she is not convinced?